Now, one more time for the people in the back, Starseed.
One more time.
Go for it.
That's Sasha.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. I switched it up on you. It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show, and that's Diaz.
And that's Sasha.
And we are, where are we?
Live from Hollyweed.
We are live from Hollyweed, existing in Hollyweed as the nerds on the Cool Nerd Weed Show on IW Radio. Thank you so much for having us every single week and being a part of our lives and listening to us bitch and moan, but also be grateful for stuff here and there. We try. We're not complete curmudgeons.
We might be the last people in LA by the end of the year.
I won't be here, so you might be.
I might be the last person in LA. Can I even say that?
The last person in LA. That's a good. That's a good like vocal. The last person in LA. You might be the last person in LA by the end of the year. Why? Everybody's fleeing.
Everybody's fleeing, and then around the holidays, LA's empty anyway. So I'm expecting even a bigger exodus this holiday season.
Yeah. If,
of the people that are remaining in LA. So it's going to be even more of a ghost town, which is fine. I like it. I can skate down the middle of the street.
Yeah, there's no traffic.
And it'll be like, I'll be like waking up from 28 days later.
LA is weird, right? I mean, LA is weird. It's been weird this whole year, but it's not as like, it kind of picked up a little bit, like in terms of the lockdown. It's been like... like there was traffic getting to the studio. There has been traffic here and there going to some places. So people are emerging, I guess, but they shouldn't be because it's.
We're onto the second. We're onto the wave 1.5.
Yeah.
Or 1.2.
2.5, I feel like. But yeah, the coronavirus has fucked it up. But things are still moving. Obviously, it's like. A really fast-paced year, and obviously we're all over it, but there's still, like, one last thing to do, which is to vote and to get this fucking election out of the way, because it's a big one, and
yes.
There's going to be a lot of things that happen, and cannabis is one of them, so we're gonna talk a lot about that stuff. But first, you should definitely register if you haven't yet. There's a bunch of ways. You can go to adobe.com/vote. And then there's just also a bunch of, like, useful information on there or everywhere that you can check out to know. Because you can – there's some places that if you're not registered, you can just, like, show up at the polling place and register. They're doing that in a lot of places.
Oh, yeah. You can go to just vote.com to – to learn how you can and if you can vote. If you can still register up until the very day, November 3rd, in a lot of places you can go with your proper ID and register right then and there.
Do it. Yeah, you should. You really, really should, because shit's crazy. And we need change, obviously. Not just like slight change. We need like... Sorry, I'm smoking a joint in case you can't tell.
Sweeping changes.
We need sweeping change. Something just came out today saying, today meaning whatever that means to you, that whenever you're listening in the future or in the past.
Is now?
Now maybe tomorrow or now maybe yesterday, but depending on how you look at it. Kamala Harris said that if and when the Dems take the House or wherever the fuck we're not, cannabis reform will be on the top of the list. I'm not even looking at an article. I just saw I just saw that on my Apple News.
That was like breaking news.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, it was Kamala and Chuck Schumer said it too.
And Chuck Schumer said that it would be at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Cannabis reform was like that was like breaking, like happened seconds ago.
Seconds ago.
So
yeah, I'm not even
that right there is probably enough to bring enough people on the Democratic side.
Yeah.
To Donald Trump did not want and actually mentioned to the governor of Wisconsin that The Republicans didn't do very well because there was cannabis reform on the bill, and cannabis reform brings out people with open minds.
Yes, yes.
And they like to think differently and have empathy and compassion for their fellow human being.
Weird.
Yeah, fucking weird. Really
freaking weird.
So, you know, it might be a little boost in these final days to motivate some voters to get out there and vote, because cannabis reform is at the forefront.
It is. Of our lives. So, sorry, what are we smoking? Making me.
Oh, yeah. I made a mix. I actually did I made a salad of this Lit House. What is it? Dark Dosey. It's like purple.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually mixed in some of this Good Kind Lifter, the CBD.
Oh, good call.
It's 18% CBD, and it was grown in Binghamton, New York,
of all
places.
Yes, yes, shipped to us from Texas.
So this is, the Lit House is 23% THC, and then we've added 18%. So that's almost a one-to-one we're smoking.
That's true. That's true. That's nice. That's nice. That'll make us feel good. Lots of entourage affecting happening.
And it's pretty tasty.
Yeah.
The lifter actually smelled kind of like grapes when I was breaking it open.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I thought it was the perfect pairing for the purple, the dark dosy.
Dark dosy. I don't know that I've
never had that strain.
Yeah. Dark.
It might be some, you know, a small batch.
Some new, yeah, new small batch. Well, it's exciting. And Lit House is always good. And Good Kind, you know, we love. We are fans of Good Kind and what they're doing for the world. So, any hooters. The states that are legalizing. We just want to have a one-stop shop for your legalizing needs. You can get this, like, literally anywhere. But if you listen to our show, then you're fans of us and you want to hear us say it in our voices. But I do.
We're here for you.
And we will give you our opinions on everything, which might not be what you think they are. So we'll start with Arizona.
Hold on, I want my facts. Okay. I got one fact here.
Oh, you have a fact. That's right.
We have facts.
I forgot.
Before we get
facts.
To the states, I just want everybody to know, if you don't know by now, there's a total of 35 states now allow medical marijuana, and of those states, 11 of those states plus Washington D.C. have legalized cannabis for adult use, 21 and over. So
that was a good fact.
So that's, with that being said, there's more states, and let's jump in with, where are we going? Arizona? Arizona.
So there's all those states. If you're in a state, if you're in any state, you're probably voting on marijuana reform, likely. And, because at the federal level, we all know that is where it needs to start in order to be studied, which we'll talk more about later, but That's what has to happen in order for things to get really real. But it starts with these states going recreational and legalizing. I guess I wanted to add on to your fact.
Okay.
So, yeah, Arizona.
Arizona. Proposition 207 for recreational adult use, as it's known in the state of Arizona, is on the ballot.
And they have medicinal, but it's very limited.
It is limited. It's not quite the system. I heard it was getting better. And if anybody is in Arizona, you can DM us and fill us in on
any of these states, really.
The details. Yeah, for sure. So
don't DM us if you're from New Jersey. I'm just kidding. If you're especially if you're from New Jersey. New Jersey was just voted the least liked state in the United States.
Really? I can see that.
No! Not Florida? Are you fucking kidding me?
I can see that,
too. We'll get into me defending New Jersey very soon, but that pissed me off. Arizona? I mean, Arizona is very pretty, so,
you know, for bonus content, we will rate the states from 1 to 50.
Yeah, from 1 to 50 in our Patreon. Okay, anyways, back to Arizona.
Okay.
So,
Proposition 207.
Yeah. Vote for it, I guess.
Yeah,
there's criminal records being expunged. It says certain cannabis-related crimes, it looks like it's going to pass. 62% of people are down with it, which is good. So
here's some of the pros. They say it's going to generate $30 million in new revenue, free up some law enforcement, provide $100 million per year for community colleges in Arizona. Mm. And, you know, it's going to include some things to protect children. And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be trial-resistant packaging and all that
business.
I think
in a state like Arizona, it'll go a little bit better than like a state like California, I think, from medicinal to legal to recreational, because there's obviously illicit markets everywhere, but I don't know. I feel like the transition won't be as difficult, or because our transition was difficult. And when we were talking about voting on legalizing cannabis in California, we voted no. Which is widely known.
Yes,
most people did. Most people in the industry did. If you are not in the industry, all I ask of you is to just do your homework and if it's big cannabis and you're in Arizona or in a state that hasn't had any sort of real access to cannabis, maybe big cannabis isn't so bad. You know, which is words I've never said before in my life.
MedMen actually pulled out of Arizona.
They did. So that's a good sign. That means that bullshit weed will not be coming to your state. You will get real good quality medicine easy like Tylenol, easy like Sunday morning Tylenol. So yes, I predict maybe, I think it's going to pass, and it will probably be an easier transition than California. That's Arizona. Mississippi is next, right? Mississippi. I'm on. For some reason, I'm on Mississippi.
Yeah. Okay. MISSISSIPPI.
I don't know. They are going
two
medicinal
two initiatives.
Yes.
65 and 65A.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes confusing for people, and there's always some sort of either competing or something in conjunction. Let's see what they have to say. In Mississippi, I think it's pretty progressive for Mississippi. They've been talking about trying to get medical cannabis for a long time in Mississippi.
It kind of loosens the the 65A, an alternative bill that restricts the use of medicinal cannabis to the, okay, so you could either vote for 65, which is basically medicinal cannabis to a number of conditions, or you can vote on 65A, which is just for serious conditions. That's what it looks like to me.
Okay, and you have to you have to vote for one on these propositions.
Yeah. So 65A, people are hoping that, like, since it's so like not progressive there, 65A, they were hoping to garner some support from people who, like, want 65 but aren't ready or something, you know. So that will probably, one of those will likely pass. Hopefully it'll be 65.
65A looks like it's just written poorly. It doesn't address any or many of the concerns that the
cannabis community. There's no expunging records. It's not legalization. It's only going to be medical. So the restrictions are if you're dying. So that was New Jersey for a long time. You have to be dying. So 65A kind of looks like a bummer to me. But it is progression because it will be it is a progression because it will be available as medicine to people who are dying. You don't want to be dying to have to want to smoke weed. So 65 will help you if you have Crohn's disease or nausea or anything really. I don't know if it's like a mental health thing yet, but cancer is on there. But you don't have to be dying from any of these things. So I advise if you're going to vote for any of these, vote for 65. I think that'll be a good start for Mississippi to get where they need to go. And it looks like it's it's getting support from like a lot of people. So hopefully 65 is the one that goes.
Whoa, what do we got? What
Montana.
Do we got next? Montana. Recreational. Montana has medicinal in place already.
Yeah.
And they've got two two initiatives, I guess, I-190 and CI-118 for recreational in Montana. You ever been to Montana?
No, I've never been. No, unless you have to drive through there to get from New York to...
It's definitely a lot further north.
No, I've never been to Montana. I hear it's really pretty.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place.
I feel like
it's cold. It's cold. It's in the middle. It's fucking freezing in the winter. Even in the summer, it's not that hot.
Yeah, but it's beautiful.
Beautiful place.
I do hear it's beautiful.
If there's one thing you want to do while you're fishing in Montana, is smoke some weed. So, yeah.
That's for sure. Montana seems like a really great place. Like you said, you'd want to smoke recreational marijuana there. So,
and they're saying the same. You know, that's the same thing that they want to appeal to people with fiscal sensibilities. That will guarantee to generate millions of dollars in new tax revenue in Montana, and it will also improve access to medical marijuana for veterans.
That's good.
And people that live out in the rural areas. And they could stop wasting law enforcement time because apparently Montana's got a pretty bad methamphetamine problem.
They do. That's more important than tiny cannabis offenses. So it looks like it'll pass.
It looks like it's probably going to pass.
I think it'll go okay. Yeah, I think it'll go all right. You can figure that out. So the next is New Jersey. Oh, New Jersey. That's where I'm from. I'm from northern New Jersey. So when I say I'm from New Jersey, people are always like, "Oh, where a brick?" And I'm like, "No, not like
Trenton,
actual New Jersey." Yeah, I'm from basically from New York. So I claim New York, but northern New Jersey. If you know West New York, is basically New York, but it is New Jersey. The zip code is New Jersey. And I grew up there, and it, you know, I talk about this all the time. I was really, really not able to, I have friends who still have like knocks on their record for smoking weed. I mean, it was like heroin back then. So they have they've come a long way, I guess, but, they still kind of like stall out, and I really don't know why it's the least like state in the country. I guess like surprises me, honestly.
Bon Jovi hasn't done anything.
He hasn't helped
to help the state of New Jersey. It's the image at all.
No, you always bring up Bon Jovi.
According to, well,
like he's our only shaving. He's our only. It's the only thing out of New Jersey that
there's
good.
Some kind of beef between Buffalo, New York, and Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi. It's due to football and some other things, but whatever. So New Jersey's got public question number one on the ballot this year.
Yeah,
and you were saying there's a little controversy.
So okay, and my mom actually just texted me this morning. So it's on the ballot, obviously. It's a big deal. Like, Murphy had been trying to get weed legalized in New Jersey since he got elected as governor. Just hasn't really gotten through. Finally, it's on the fucking ballot. But it's on the back of the ballot. So, New Jersey, if you're listening, and I don't even need to say this, really, but I'm going to anyway, because they did a whole entire campaign. My mom just said right now, she's seeing commercials for people to turn over the ballot to remember to vote for cannabis. So the actual part where you have to vote yes is on the back of the ballot. So make sure you turn over the back of the ballot. Please, because three people I know from New Jersey wanted to vote yes.
That's weird.
And they didn't get to.
Because I thought my ballot only contained like front pages.
Mine had
back pages.
Yeah, well, mine had back pages. It was like 45 pages though, and it's also like a little bit. It's kind of confusing. I don't know. Ballots are not easy to fucking do. So take your time. Just double check that like it's that you have it all done. And if you're in New Jersey, vote with your heart. I would love New Jersey to have legal weed. However, so there's another New Jersey cannabis story that I wanted to slip in here.
Question one, while we're looking for the New Jersey weed man, was we'll take, if goes in, if it's voted yes, we'll take enough go to into effect on January of this year, 2021.
So it'll just go right into
effect. Next year.
Well, we, like go into effect like it did with us, like it took us a full year to like get.
Well, no, it says it will go into effect this January. January 1.
So they'll open up dispensaries or what?
I guess it's possible.
It's probably like it was here. Like you can't, there's nowhere to sell it yet. Or in Massachusetts, like there was nowhere to.
Maybe they start taking applications on January 1.
Yeah.
Or
and
January 2 when the office
like we
is
were
open.
Like we were saying, there's no, I don't think there's anybody like at like the, you know, there's nobody sitting in an empty dispensary waiting to turn the lights
just
on until January.
We're going to open the safe and it's going to be full of weed and we're going to open up on January 1.
Yeah.
Which would be a beautiful thing.
It would be wonderful, but how would, you know, there'd be no way to package it. Like, how would you be legally packaging things? How would, you know, how would you put forth whatever, you know, regulations that you need to do? So that's good. That's good that it'll be right at the start. I would recommend.
I would consider moving to northern New Jersey for a cannabis gig. A good one. A good one in a nice neighborhood.
The northern New Jersey. Northern New Jersey neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where are we going to build our dream New Jersey
dispensary?
Dispensary.
I have a couple places in mind. Well, where I grew up, I'm actually pretty far from Trenton, the capital. State's capital. I'm like, that's like a bit more, I don't know, east of me. I don't remember. I guess east, yeah, because I'm West New York, so I'm literally right on the Hudson River, facing Manhattan. So all of this stuff is like inland and north and south of me. But Trenton.
Ooh, I would build it on a barge, park it by the river.
Nice, like on the west side.
Yes.
Or on the on my west side. we could do that. There's River Road, that all that there is, there's a lot of business there. I would build a dispensary there. But so there's this dude in Trenton called the NJ Weed Man, New Jersey Weed Man.
For Sean?
Yes, Ed Forshawn. Forshawn? Yeah, Ed Forshawn. Forshawn.
Forshawn. Ed
like
Forshawn.
Yeah, that guy. He,
AKA
okay.
the New Jersey Weed Man.
So he's been posted up for like a minute across the way from City Hall of selling weed, I guess, for like a while. It looks like he's got some good weed. I'm pretty sure like my homies back home are not getting weed from him, so I don't know. But I would really like to visit this guy when I go. I'm going to be home in a week. So, Ed, if you're still out, please wait for me. Although that will be after Election Day, so I don't know. So his whole thing is that he's posted up. He's selling everything. He's selling mushrooms too. He's
just going for it.
He knows it's blatantly illegal. He's displaying civil disobedience willingly, and he is basically saying that if he is arrested, which he likely will be, because right now they're leaving him alone because they're like, oh, we have other things to worry about, and this is kind of like entertaining, and we hope and a lot of people support weed reform in New Jersey. But when this the day comes that it is legalized, you know, he he's like a trap shop basically.
Yeah, for sure.
So he will get shut down and probably arrested for the law will actually fuck him over a little bit because he's doing something illegal, but it will even be more illegal if that's even possible. So he'll be like a cowboy shop. Once there's a permit process and money and regulation and all that stuff that goes with it. So he's expecting that. He's waiting for it even. And he wants to kind of make the black market like not illicit, if that makes sense. Like he has all this black market weed that needs to be sold. He's fighting against big cannabis. He knows that Chads are coming for the industry because he's seen it out here and he's seen it in Colorado and he probably watches South Park.
Yes.
So and listens to our show. Maybe he listens to our show already. Shut up.
We're going to call. I'm going to reach out to the New Jersey weed man and see if he wants to say hello.
I think he should. I really do think he should, because he's approaching it. He's approaching weed in a very forward thinking way. He's getting ahead of, when I say the transition, I'm talking about what we've been talking about for the past 2 years, which is like the people in the industry already, which is us, because we've been legal. We suffered and we watch people suffer. And it like, I always say this, of course it's good. We're grateful. Like I said, Tommy Chong, like, kind of was, I was like, do you think it's moving in the right direction? He was like, what the fuck? Of course it's moving in the right direction. Goddamn asshole. He didn't say that, but in my head, that's what it sounded like. It sounded like my dad was yelling at me. Like, just like, come on, get your like curmudgeons out of your ass. It's going in the right direction. However, there are things to consider here. And like we said at the top of the show, we voted no. The New Jersey weed man also voted no. So he's trying to get ahead of it by when he does go on, I guess when he does get his trial for doing illegal things, he can kind of put big cannabis on display and say, look, we really need to start taking this industry not as just a cash grab. It's
for corporate America. But this is the way I see it. He's presenting himself in a civilized manner right by City Hall. The police are leaving him alone because they see that it's he's not causing anybody harm and they have other things to do. At the same time, he's bringing to light the fact that the underground and illicit market, a lot of people do want to come into the light and do the right thing, but they need to be there. There needs to be a transition, which there wasn't really. It wasn't very helpful here in California from the growers
here,
down.
This dude, he had a dispensary out here in LA.
He did.
Yeah. And he
looks familiar.
He did. He doesn't say where. The Liberty Bell Temple was the name of it. And he is super bummed that he is the only one selling weed on the block, because he wants competition. He wants community. He wants what we had 4 years ago or whatever the fuck it was. Like, he wants what California, when he was out here, he knew what a great experience it was. So yeah, I would like to talk to him, because like he wants to have a weed zone in
I did the update on my iPad and now she's just chiming in
now
all
she's
the
just
time
listening
like,
shut
fuck?
Up sorry I can't do that he for real just stop stop it, you're invading our space. Fucking robot
Siri.
But yeah, so this dude, he, you know, like, to take this for what you will, I think it's a fun little story. I hope he's still there by the time I get there in a week and change, because I would love to talk to him. This article is in the Philly Inquirer, so I don't even know if like anybody from Jersey is. People are probably, you know, people are probably getting their weed from that from him. So, and there's a lot of people who are. So he's hoping that New York, New Jersey will turn into like a little emerald zone like we've had here. And he wants to have community and he wants to have competition. And he's obviously an advocate. So I hope we see more of him. I hope he does the damn thing. He's getting attention. People are buying weed from him. So, and he's selling it openly. It's not a secret. He's not doing any. He's not trying to be illicit. He's trying to.
He's out there. He's got a storefront with his face.
Yeah.
On the building.
So, if you vote yes, likely he will be put out of business, and will go to court and so on. But he wants that. He wants to do that. He wants to speak out on big cannabis and on cannabis in general. So I respect that a lot. And I think that was really, it aligns with a lot of what we've been talking about with big weed and all the chads and stuff and how discouraging it is in the industry. So I'm glad people like Ed exist. I don't like telling people, like my, you know, my whole family and all my friends are just so excited that it might be legal in New Jersey, and I'm excited for them, but I also, it also just concerns me because of all the bullshit that we went through. And New Jersey won't go through that in the same way, but they will, it, like, it'll be snatched out from under them. So if fucking Cuomo was meeting with MedMen people on reform, clearly they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Yeah. So this guy can help.
He can.
So I would look at him as a resource if I were the government or if I were law enforcement. Law enforcement, what am I, 90 years old? I was law enforcement.
The New Jersey weed man actually ran for local Congress.
He did. So
on the Cannabis Reform Party.
Yeah.
Ticket.
Yeah.
I don't know how big that is.
Yeah. It would got, I mean, you know.
New Jersey weed man. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. I hope to see you. I will find you, hopefully, when I get there and we can.
Oh, shit.
What?
Okay.
I got really sad.
Okay. So I do recognize this guy. You know where he was?
Who? Where?
The Liberty Bell Temple.
I just said that. I said that before.
You did?
No, you don't fucking listen to anything I say during the show. God. Yes, I said the Liberty Bell Temple, where he was.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've been there.
like when?
Shit. When did they... It was full Rastas. They actually
That's
had,
what he said. Yeah, he said he was like a Rasta thing. Like that was his like gig.
They had two. There was two locations. There was one on Sunset, and then they moved down. They were by the Trader Joe's on Hyperion and Silver Lake.
Okay.
Back there, and like this house, it was a really nice house.
Yeah, he said he had 800 competitors before they got shut down.
I don't know where I was for that.
What the, for why you were there, you mean? Like
no,
how you end up?
No, I know why.
Oh,
I was there.
The shutdown? Yeah. yeah. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that must have been before my time, right?
Yeah, this was like 2006 or 7.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was when things were, it was like the Wild West. But still, it was, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's why we're like in the situation we're in, because we had that much weed and that much competition, but the community was there, and the community is important, and he is totally a resource. So New Jersey, turn your ballot over and check out your boy Ed at right across the way from City Hall, and tell him to wait for the nerds, because we're going to talk to him. So the last, there's one more state we have to talk about, and then we'll take a break. Isn't there one more?
There is where we were just in New Jersey. There's two more states.
Oh, there's two more states. Okay, we can talk. Sorry, New Jersey's my home state, so I gotta go in. Okay, so South Dakota. Oh, yeah, and it'll probably pass in New Jersey. So good for you. Just do your homework and make sure you know where your weed's coming from, and try not to support big cannabis if you can. But I don't know if that's even going to be possible for you. Okay, South Dakota.
South Dakota, recreational Amendment A and medicinal IM-26.
Oh, and in New Jersey, it's a really low tax rate. Sorry, I just saw that. It's only going to be taxed at 6%. New Jersey is famous for its lowest sales tax.
That's
so
great.
What the fuck are we hating on New Jersey for? You can go to New Jersey when you're in New York and pay like 3% sales tax. When you go back to New York, it's like 15%. Anyways, 6% sales tax on weed is insane. That's insane. So, anyway.
That's South just Dakota. 6%.
That it's a 6.625% sales tax rate. It says they want to make it like 8. It'll probably wind up being like 10. But whatever. That's still less than 30, which is what we pay.
35?
That's what we fucking pay.
Yeah.
So they're hoping that'll compete with the black market. So I guess that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Even though, yeah. Okay, anyway. Moving on. South Dakota.
Okay, South
everything.
Dakota.
They're going.
Amendment A.
Going crazy.
Recreational. IM-26 for medicinal in South Dakota.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot going on in South Dakota. Their first, one of their first, I don't think it passed, but they made some, they wanted to pass some Wild West recreational cannabis use law where anybody that could grow.
I thought that was Montana.
Could sell. No, that was.
That was South Dakota?
Maybe. It was one of the Dakotas.
Okay.
One of the Dakotas.
Where it was like open.
It was very
farm.
Wide open.
Yeah.
Open farm, crazy. Farm to table, farm to bong.
So there's two. They want to do recreational and medicinal.
Just want to knock it out there. To get it all, cover all their bases.
I mean,
all at once.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, sure. I guess that's good. It seems like a lot, but like a lot to tackle or a lot to take on. But yeah, that's good. That's good. good luck, South Dakotans. It looks like it will pass. So that is good too.
Is South Dakota typically a red state?
Yes.
I'd like to say.
I want to say yes because they have like a bajillion representatives. Yeah. They always talk about the Dakotas, like why they have like 4,000 bajillion representatives and California only has like one compared to.
They're definitely a red state.
Yeah. Well, it looks like it'll pass. I mean, it says that, like, I mean, South Dakota definitely was like pretty rough on weed. So like they had that like if you test positive for weed, you like let's say I went to South Dakota today and they tested me, I could be sent to jail. Like I could be like they can hold me criminally liable for weed.
Utah has similar laws about like you can't smoke in another state and then come in.
Yeah.
They'll make you pee in a cup.
It's crazy. Well, okay. So what was the other state?
Oregon.
Oregon. Oh, yeah. Oregon has some crazy some stuff on there. Yeah.
Things going on here.
Yeah.
Measure 109 legalizes the regulated medical use of psilocybin, a.k.a. magic mushrooms.
Neil.
And this is even more some outside-the-box thinking. Measure 110 decriminalizes all drugs.
All of them.
All so
right. I mean, well, they have shown that we're in places where that's done, it actually curbs crises, like let's say the opioid crisis, or let's say actual addiction, crime.
Places where they've had needle exchanges to slow down the spread of hepatitis and
usually,
HIV.
Yes, and usually those will be connected to a rehab center. So a lot of these initiatives are meant to curb crime and addiction, not enhance it. Please just know that. If you're listening to the show, you probably know that. But if your parents or your cousins or your uncles or your aunts don't know that, you can tell them that yes, this is a very progressive law that I don't think that one will be passed, but the weed one looks like it will be. Or no, not the weed one, the psilocybin looks like that might be.
I mean, it might. It's like there's a lot of things, like they're just talking about like personal use. It's not, they're not like opening
gonna
up
be in a dispensary.
It's not gonna be a heroin, cocaine, ecstasy dispensary.
No, it's like it is. Yeah, it's like it's yeah, yeah. I think the psilocybin does seem likely. I hope that does pass, because mushroom, we all know how much the nerds love mushrooms, and mushrooms are absolutely something that need to be studied medicinally. I mean, 100 bajillion percent. They have talk about rehab. Mushrooms are rehab. So please pass the psilocybin in Oregon. The all drugs, I would love for that to pass, but it doesn't look like it's going to. It's a little too scary sounding, but I'm all for it. I'm all for that, because like you said, it's not like they're going to be putting up like heroin, cocaine storefronts, you know, on Main Street. They are just decriminalizing things so that there are less problems associated with it.
The yes on measure 110. Makes a personal, non-commercial possession of controlled substance no more than a Class E violation with a maximum fine of $100. And it will establish drug addiction treatment and recovery programs funded by the state's marijuana tax revenue.
That's awesome.
And state prison savings.
I love it.
By not locking people up for stupid shit.
I fucking love it. Fucking love it. I love it all. Go Oregon, go all these states, please look at your ballots, please read them completely, please find out all the information that you need to find out. But in general, the advice from the nerds is let's get it legalized. It's the first step. We can figure out the chads all together. We'll take them on with Ed Forshan in New Jersey and here in LA. We will make sure that weed survives in a non corporate takeover way. But we do hope that all your states are like fingers crossed this happens. We're gonna take probably a quick break if I can get anything to work in this world. And then we will be right back to talk about heart health. this whole show is basically like a CNN commercial.
This is the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, election time's coming. Who you gonna vote for? Yeah. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, yeah. Instead of spending billions on the war, I can use that money so I can feed the poor. 'Cause I know some so poor. When it rains, that's when they shower, scream and fight the power. That's when the vulture devours. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, yeah. I know some soldiers that sleep but they can't dream, wake up with screams, sounds of M16. So take this medal of honor for your bravery. I wish you the best, kid, you and your family. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president.
But the radio won't play this, they call it rebel music, how can you refuse it? Children of Moses, tell the children the truth, the truth. It's not all that bling that's diamond, yeah. Tell them the truth, the truth. Most of y'all wear cubic zirconia.
Take it off.
Tell
now.
Them the truth, the truth, yeah.
Your soul is worth more than diamonds.
Yeah. If I was president, all blacks, I had reparation, no segregation. Feed the nation so there's no famine. Muslims, Jews, Christians, with all whole hands. Every week on the beach, party by the sand. Word up, take trips on Air Force One. Don't need to bring the homeless with no sneaks, the Air Force One. Better schools in the hood, better teachers for the classes. Making money, paying no taxes. Find the best scientists, tell them come up with an answer. I want the cure for AIDS and cancer. But I gotta watch my back, snipers on the hill with the steel. Waiting to JFK.
I was president, I get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, I feel the rain coming, let me play my guitar for them right now.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're back.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's Tiff.
And that's Sasha.
And we are on Adobe Radio and other streaming platforms. Thank you for listening to us every Monday live. We love doing this show because it makes us so very happy in a world that's crazy. We are very happy to be here. week after week, and we love you for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. You can find us like anywhere. So just like Google us. We'll be somewhere. You'll find us. you'll find us somewhere.
We're easy to find.
Yeah. Cool Nerd Weed Show. I don't want to change our name. We might have to think about a rebrand at one point, just because the name Weed gets us in trouble with streaming platforms and just random internet.
We got booted off a big one.
Yeah, we got booted off iHeart. I'll fucking say iHeart. Fuck iHeart. Yeah. And if only if you're going to hire me. Don't fuck iHeart. I'm just kidding. No, iHeart's a bum. iHeart is what MedMen is to Weed. And that is what iHeart is to radio. I think they're trying to make amends, but that's my dog.
That was my stomach.
Oh, that was your stomach. Yeah. it was somebody growling at iHeart. They've been an enemy to radio for a long time. And they apparently don't like Weed. And no offense to my homies, I love everybody who works at iHeart. If you have a job in radio, I don't care if it's for Lucifer himself. Keep it, because you want to be on the radio. I do not. In Weed too, it's hard. It's hard out here for everybody, and we need work, and we need to improve the medium, and we need to improve the industry, and that's not going to happen if we're not in it. So I do not diss on anybody that works at iHeart. However, what the fuck, guys? You booted us off of your platform. I know why. I talked to somebody who worked there, and it is because we have the word weed in our name. It's why Instagram won't promote our posts. It's why, you know, we have a lot of trouble. We could keep the name Cool Nerd Weed Show, but maybe change it to Cool Nerd 420 Show, or you know what I mean? Something like that. That annoys me, and I'm not ready to do it because I'm being stubborn, but we could do that.
The Cool Nerd Hemp Show.
No, that's even worse. Was that a joke?
That was a joke.
Okay, good. That was not.
There are no bad ideas except for that one.
Yeah, that was definitely a bad idea. Yeah, the Cool Nerd CBD Show. No, we will. I guess 420 isn't that bad, but I don't want to like completely change it. Like there's been, but I don't know. We might have to.
I love the name.
Me too. Cool Nerd Weed Show makes us have to say it twice because nobody ever hears us the first time.
Never. So it's, you know, just gotta keep pounding.
Yeah,
Cool Nerd Weed
Show.
Cool Nerd Weed Show.
So yeah, enjoy it. And please spread the word. Please let us keep our name. So another exciting news. This article actually is really interesting, and it just came out like a few days ago on the New York Times, and it skews on the side a little bit on the side of fear, but I would suggest checking it out. It's called "Do You Have the Heart for Marijuana?" And it's funny. Last night, my husband doesn't smoke, but he has been taking hits here and there, and because life is stressful. And surprise,
that's
weed
for
helps.
Sure.
So yeah, weed. I've got to stop calling it marijuana. Weed helps. Weed helps your anxiety. So he took a hit of my joint, and his eyelids got heavy. And his eyelids always get immediately. Your eyelids are perpetual heavy.
Yeah, they're.
Mine, I try to keep open.
Squinty.
Yeah, I have like kind of bedroomy eyes anyway, so I try. I spent a lot of my life arching my eyebrows, but when I'm really high, there's just nothing to do. And he was like, why? You know, like he was like, why do my eyes get squinty? Why do people's eyes get squinty when they smoke? And I was like, I think it's because of something that I was just talking about, or that we're talking about on the show. It's your blood pressure. And it has to do with a lot of things. But one of the things is, weed very quickly does something to the oxygen levels in your blood and the oxygen levels in your brain, and your eyes just tend to get heavy.
Sort of droop a little.
They droop.
You relax.
If your eyes get red, you very quickly dehydrated. So, like, and I asked him, are you relaxed? And he was like, you know, like, he doesn't love smoking. He does it to, like, take the edge off. He doesn't do it to get high, so, or to be completely relaxed. So he wasn't really relaxed. It was just he felt his eyes start to, and I was like, that's your blood pressure. Like it's weird, but it is. So weed has like a strange, not always good effect on your heart, which if you have heart problems, if any sort of cardiovascular issues, or you take any heart medicine, please be wary of this. Like, definitely be honest with your doctor. Don't feel any sort of shame or you're going to be arrested or anything like that. That's actually illegal. They cannot disclose any of that. So they did a study in the American College of Cardiology, and it wasn't a weed study. It was a heart study, but it just so happened that a lot of people with like risks to your heart or your blood pressure were also avid weed smokers.
Yes.
And this article says that, like, the combustion of weed is similar to tobacco, or it's, like, worse than tobacco, and the concentration, like, the concentrates. I mean,
or edibles. I know for me, if I'm smoking or eating an edible, my heart races a little bit.
Yeah.
I get a little bit of elevated heart rate, and then I kind of settle in.
Yeah.
Which, if you are on any sort of heart medications, cannabis may have an adverse effect with those if you're taking any medications for your heart.
It's interesting. So they did 36 studies among people who suffered heart attacks. The top three triggers, and I don't like this.
I don't like this either.
But I have to say it.
Okay, I'm listening.
Is the use of cocaine.
Okay.
Eating a heavy meal.
Yep.
And smoking marijuana. Now,
that's
a bummer.
That is a bummer.
However, not everybody has heart problems, but a lot of people do. Shortness of breath, all that sort of. If you're prone to high blood pressure, be careful. Know your body. Know what's what. If you maybe you smoke a lower potent weed. Maybe that's where. You can smoke something that you have weed in the teens. No matter what it is, since we are not deschedulized, which is what we mentioned at the top of the show, we really can't study it for sure in a weed-based study with a control group and a this and a that. We can only study you smoke weed and this happens, so there's a link somehow.
They're studying... You're checking a box if you are in this study and you've had a heart attack. You're checking off the boxes. Did I use any marijuana? Did I use any cocaine? Did I eat a heavy meal? Whatever it is. Did I have sex? Did I go jogging that day?
Yeah.
Like, what are these? You're just checking off the box. It isn't necessarily.
And I will say this, not confidently because I'm not a doctor, but this study doesn't say that weed. Necessarily, if you have a healthy heart, is going to make your heart unhealthy.
That's true.
Knock on wood. I think I have a pretty healthy heart. Heart disease, knock on wood, does not run in my family. So I am less likely right now to have a heart attack or a stroke or any sort of blood pressure issue. My blood pressure is always fantastic. But it is true. When I take an edible, my blood pressure, it dips badly, and I sometimes get shaky. I sometimes have to sit, but it stabilizes out because I, knock on wood, have a healthy heart. If you're older and you're looking towards weed for some sort of rehabilitation and you have a heart problem, unfortunately, you may not be able to smoke weed, which I don't like saying to anybody. But it isn't for everybody, and that is okay. That's okay. It's not villainizing the plant. It's not villainizing it as medicine. It's like Alice Moon, who I shout out all the time on this show. Look her up. She's a fucking amazing. She's amazing, and she's doing amazing things for the industry. She hasn't smoked weed, I think, in 3 years.
Yeah.
She is hyper allergic to it. She has cannabis hypermesis syndrome, which makes you profusely and cyclically vomit when you smoke weed. And she cannot use weed as medicine. That is fucking hard. And she works in the industry. That is horrible. I am sorry to you guys. But alternative medicine, mushrooms. So, and you can. There are things in our community that we can find for you. But all I ask is that, A, we deschedulize, so maybe we can do some controlled clinical trials. That would be super fucking rad.
Science. We could use some science.
And B, science. Like, if you're taking beta blockers, if you're on heart medicine, I recommend you tell your doctor if you smoke weed. Please. If you are going into surgery and you smoke weed, you must. If you're going into dental surgery and you smoke weed, you have to tell your dentist. Because the anesthesia will be, you won't work as well if you smoke weed, which terrifies me. So, be honest.
This is true. I've actually experienced this.
You've not
waking up in surgery. That's fucking horrifying. But you know, when I've had to have some cavities filled, and they're like, okay, you should be numb by now. I'm like, can I get one more?
Yeah, please? Me too. Me too. I can feel you
poking around.
There was like, really? And I'm like, yeah. It could be attributed to a number of things, you know. Certainly it's a cannabinoid receptor thing. And sometimes most times our cannabinoids are working for our body and they're being lit up by THC and cannabis. 'Cause science. But sometimes those cannabinoids don't work for you. And in the case of your heart, and if you have a bad heart or a rough heart, unfortunately, like I said, it might not be the thing for you. Please be careful. Oop, those are my dogs. That's a good time for a break because those are my dogs. But just be careful and pay attention to your health, please. The dogs say we'll be right back.
It's a riddle. What is the motto when there's no middle? Clutching the rudder while the boat's on fire. Knee deep in fascist, but you're undecided. Your defenses okay, but water by your straddle fences. As yet another hate crime commences. Can't stop a Nazi with good intentions. With your silence, to vote for their oppression. With your violence, to vote continuation. The future says a waste, as millions live in pain. A modern racial screen, why call my name in hate? Why call my name in hate?
about how hard she works on her body. And you know what would undo that work? Drugs.
Drugs.
Who smoke marijuana. And they seem to lose pride in their appearance.
What?
They lose their motivation to achieve.
Good. Really good.
And let's face it. What goes in your body eventually shows up on the outside.
You know what, Brooke? You're right. That's true.
That is true.
But I have to say, I disagree.
Respectfully disagree.
This is a DEA say no to drug ad. Say no to drugs ad from the 1980s. There's a little skit here. We're not going to play. We're going to smoke weed though. While
ladies first.
Oh, thank you. There so you what are we?
This is about? We're more of the Lit House Mendocino Coast Dark Dosey. It's artisanal cannabis, small batch, slow cured, hand trimmed, single origin, Lit House grown.
Trying not to cough.
And is it smooth? I haven't tried this out of the bong yet.
Yes, but I took a really big hit.
Yes, you did.
I want to clear it, and I don't know if I can. Okay.
I ground that up too, so I don't know.
Oh.
So you probably got a nice big hit there.
Oh, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay.
That's all right. I'll clean your plate.
So for the final huff and puff, I'm gonna drool.
What are the side effects of cannabis and the Super Mario bong?
It is one of the side effects, as Brooke Shields will let you know. that's good. That's really good. Fuck.
Wow, that was really something smooth.
Yeah, it's really smooth. I actually I didn't cough. I tried. I just took a too big of a hit from my baby lungs.
Huge hit.
It was very big. And I'm not a cute bong smoker. I'm not. But that's okay. So the DEA, they didn't want you to do drugs.
In the 80s especially.
No, yes. The 80s was a big don't do drugs time.
Nancy Reagan was the first lady. Just say no.
Just say no.
And it was all the rage.
It was all the rage. It was all the rage. And soon, we just wanted to play you the David Hasselhoff. David Hasselhoff just has a lot to say.
And from Kit.
I really want to let kids know that illegal drugs are bad news.
Yes, David, it's true. Over 100,000 teenagers were admitted into hospitals last year because of drugs.
Yeah, but I'm talking about kids' futures. Did you know that marijuana can affect a person's physical and sexual growth?
Okay.
What?
Yes,
what?
That's quite accurate. In a laboratory test, female animals treated with the active component in marijuana experienced a 44% death rate among their offspring.
This is much more important than facts and figures. What kids should know is that marijuana has got more cancer-causing agents than tobacco.
Okay, so...
Hold on.
Okay, David.
Back it up, Mr. Hasselhoff.
And Kit. With all due, those are wrong facts. Those facts are not real. We've come a long way from 30 years ago where we thought that marijuana actually caused cancer instead of cured it, which we have found it to have done in the recent years.
Or cause any issue in female animals.
I am one of them. And I have no problems in my anything. So let's hear what else he has to say while I take my bong hit.
And a lot of young kids use drugs on a daily basis.
Actually, Michael, the fact is that 1 in 18 high school seniors smokes marijuana daily. And then there are the occasional users which account
for... Get this through your CPU. They don't care about statistics.
You know you're right. I've got it. Just tell them illegal drugs are bad, so don't mess with them.
Illegal drugs are bad news. Don't mess with them.
So, there you go.
Hold on. So, listen, Kit. We don't care about facts. We don't care about stats and numbers or even facts.
That was really truth. That was a really good part of it is he literally and not only were the facts Kit was giving, again, all due, Kit, love you. The facts that Kit was providing were made up. Those were not real stats. You know how I know? Because the war on drugs was completely unfair and unfounded.
False.
In the 80s. We know this to be true because we are now in the 2020s and it's the future. So that we can just say. But so Kit gives some facts And then David Hasselhoff is like, no, we don't like those facts.
We don't like that. We don't like facts and statistics.
Want any facts and statistics. Don't you see that, Kit? I just need to get it through to them that drugs are bad. Illegal drugs are bad. And they will kill your offspring. And make you ugly.
That was the 80s.
That was the 80s. And, you know...
You're going to be ugly.
Ugly.
And.
Out of work.
And have cancer.
And have cancer. And your offspring, something, I don't know. But it.
Play. She plays clarinet in the school orchestra.
Oh, this is just the.
Yes, Jane knows about drugs. In a way, she's lucky. She knows better. Some people don't realize that marijuana and driving don't mix.
Oh, no, her
mom's
dead.
Jane's brother reminds her every day that some trips last forever.
Oh, no.
Jane's brother, I guess, got high on...
He was tripping?
They didn't say.
They didn't.
But they used the word trip, so maybe they're insinuating he took some LSD... And drove,
like jumped off a building.
And one of the voices told him to jump.
I can fly.
Yeah, or maybe he took. Apparently, if you smoke a weed,
one doobie,
you will statistically die, according to Kit. And David Hasselhoff wants you to just say no. So we've come a long way. It's fun. It's fun to laugh now.
But this was real.
This was real. This was being pushed to kids.
These were A-list celebrities
feeding
us fear.
Yeah.
Not factually based.
What a shame.
Anything.
That is a shame to me that was a thing. And now it's the opposite. Like, your boy, David Hasselhoff, would probably be on. He'd probably slap his name on some fucking OG.
Hasselhoff
OG.
Quit hassling the Hoff.
Isn't there a Hasselhoff OG? I feel like there is.
There probably is.
For God's sakes.
Like a Baywatch. Oh.
Well, Larson got upset too. And I do think that we are done with, our show is over. The dogs keep letting us know. The dogs are our producers and they're wrapping it up.
Wrap it up.
So that was our final Huff and Puff. Thank you for hanging out with us for the latest Cool Nerd Weed show. Find us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Find us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Thank you, Lit House. Thank you, Good Kind. Thank you. Thank you, Absolute Extracts. Thank you, my dogs. Thank you, Adobe, always. And
don't panic.
It's organic.